Wake Forest basketball, a winner on the road, Louisville on Saturday. The ACC Big Four, all winners over the weekend. But focusing on the Deacs, Steve Forbes joins us now. Steve, going into the season, you spoke a lot about the youth of this group relative to last year and how there's a little bit of randomness that comes and uncertainty that comes when your team is younger. As you came off a game where you very well could have won in Chapel Hill and you win at Louisville, you're 3-2 in the league, you won at Wisconsin, you've beaten Duke, you've beaten Virginia Tech. Have your guys even exceeded your expectations of what you could do in the first couple months of a season?
Well, Josh, thanks for having me. I don't think so, Josh. I mean, we're always very confident going into every game, you know, that we play. Now, was that a gauntlet of games, no question. And I knew it would be a really tough portion of our schedule. I was very excited about the win at Wisconsin. That's a really hard place for any team to go in. You know, we had a quick turnaround at Clemson. We did have the lead at halftime. And I kept telling everybody, you know, after the game when they beat us, that they had a really good team. And, you know, I don't know, if, again, kind of like last year when I said Miami was really good. And I don't think a lot of people listen. I think Clemson's really, really good. And they can defend, they're tough, and they can really score. You know, and so that was a tough loss. And then, you know, we tricked off a big lead against LSU. We go and come home and have to win at the buzzer to beat App. You know, and then we go get, you know, basically pummeled by Rutgers. But a lot of teams go in there and get beat. But then again, last night, Iowa goes in there and beats them. You know, and then we had a nice one against Duke before we went home, and another one against Virginia Tech. Go down to Carolina, and we're playing well. And then we, you know, they turn up the heat. We turn it over a little too much, and they win the game. And then we bounce back and, you know, get us a nice win, you know, over the weekend at Louisville. So all tough places to play. So I don't want to say I'm surprised. I'm pleased with our team, but we've got to continue to get better.
Damari Monsanto, ACC fans are just starting to get to know him. Wake fans knew from last year, and those who followed you, like we have, know that Damari was a guy that you had as a player of the year in the Southern Conference or a rookie of the year in the Southern Conference as a great three-point shooter at East Tennessee State that you had. Only two players in the ACC currently have more three-point attempts than Damari has right now. How much freedom are you comfortable giving a shooter like Damari? What's that relationship like?
I just want him to take good shots. You know, they're not all, you know, you get one or two maybe a game that are contested just depending on how you're being guarded, and maybe you've made a couple in a row. I'm not worried about him catching and shooting the ball. He's got unlimited range catch and shoot. Where it gets a little tricky, dicey for him is when he starts to try to do too much off the bounce. Now, last couple games – against Carolina and Louisville, he shot fake and got to the paint and used his length and scored. Wasn't trying to do a lot of between the legs and spinning. You know, we work on this every day. Shot fake, play off a shot fake, 1-2 dribble, play off 2 feet, jump up, score. When he does that, he's very efficient, you know. But Damari's going to take the shots. I want Damari to take threes because that's what he's good at, you know, and players should play to their strengths and stay away from their weaknesses.
Steve Forbes with us here on WSJS. I don't want you to get you worked up on this Monday after a win. I don't want to get you fist fighting me through the telephone here, but tell me if I got this right. The net is supposed to be viewed as a tool the NCAA uses as a pseudo KenPom. Analytics, working it into ranking teams in an effort to improve the metric, you know. In your case, in an effort to improve the metric from last year, you were told you needed to have a better non-conference. And you play Georgia, you play LSU, you go on the road with the ACC Big Ten Challenge, you go to Wisconsin, and you add some quad one wins against Virginia Tech and against Duke. However, you're still ranked at 81 right now. You have more connections than I do. What explanations have you been given about where you sit in the net?
First, and we played, you know, Utah Valley's, I think, ahead of us. You know, they were another team that we played.
They're 76 or 81.
I'll just go back to last year when we had our AC spring meetings and Dan Gav was there. And basically, we went 10-1 in non-conference, and we didn't have enough meat on the bone in the non-conference schedule, even though we won them and our efficiency numbers were off the charts last year. Really good offensively, really good defensively. And early on, a lot of that had to do with our schedule because we were able to you know, beat those teams by a lot of points. We weren't going to be able to do that this year with a new team plus a lot harder schedule. And so I don't have an explanation for it. I'm sure people will say efficiency or, you know, I don't know, how much we've won by. Or I think that's ridiculous. I'm trying to win by 1 point. You asked me that the other day. Give me something, you know, as we go into the game against Virginia Tech. I said, we're going to try to win by one. I don't, you know, are we supposed to be worried about the spread now? I mean, I don't know. Or why are we playing games if KenPom just says this is what our record is or this is what the score is supposed to be? I mean, there's a human element to the deal. I'm not worried about it right now because it doesn't matter. It'll matter at the end. Again, I go back to last year. On Selection Sunday, our win over Carolina and our win over Virginia were not quad one wins on the road. On the road against Virginia, at home against Carolina. Carolina goes to the national championship. Then they redo the net after the tournament when we had three quad one wins. Because now we had Virginia moves up above 75, the cut line, and Carolina moved up above 30. So it's very wishy-washy. And so I'm sure there's teams that try to trick the numbers. I don't know. I'm just trying to win the next game, and then we'll worry about it at the end.
Steve Forbes with us here in just a few hours. You coached in the SEC at Tennessee. You coached in the Big 12, albeit before TCU joined the league. It's Georgia-TCU tonight. Can you give me a pick? What do you think happened?
Well, my brain would say, you know, Georgia, but my heart's going to say TCU because Sonny Dykes coached at La Tech. I coached at La Tech. Now, we didn't coach at the same time. In fact, football coach at La Tech when I was there was Jack Bicknell Jr., who snapped the ball to Doug Flutie on his great
wow.
pass in Miami.
Wow.
But the starting quarterback for TCU is from Iowa, from Council Bluffs, Iowa. I can't remember his name. I saw it.
Max Duggan.
That guy. So we're going TCU. We're going with the La Tech Iowa ties to beat the Georgia Bulldogs.
I was thinking about you on Wednesday night when I was at the Smith Center. Did you notice who was sitting courtside? Iowa sports legend Marcus Page?
Yeah, you know, I didn't see him. I heard that after the game. I saw Joe Holiday. I shook his hand. I saw Coach up there in the tunnel. Coach Fogler came to shoot around for a little bit, but I didn't see Marcus. I actually went to Cedar Rapids to see Marcus his sophomore year when I was at Tennessee and went to practice, you know, at his high school and hung out with him. And great guy, really good player, obviously. And I didn't know he was there. I heard about it later.
Steve Forbes, last thing we got to get to. WD, we haven't had your input on this yet. Our producer, Will, here has seen none of the good movies, none of them. And we have a segment every week where we make him watch something else. Like, he watched The Dark Knight for the first time last week. We made him watch Shawshank a few weeks ago. I think he's set to watch Heat this week. He'd never seen Heat. What are some, in terms of rewatchability for Coach Forbes, what's at the top of the list of movies that you just watch more than anything else?
People don't get scared when I say, I watch Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List all the time.
Oh.
And I watch the first movie I think Christian Bale was in, Empire and the Sun.
Wow.
I like that one a whole lot. I do like The Color Purple.
Color Purple?
I don't know. I'd say just random, like I got right off the top of my head, you know, those are going to be ones that I would, if they're on, you know, I'm probably going to watch them.
Let's put WD to the test.
Yep.
Color Purple.
Never heard of it.
Saving Private Ryan.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. How about it?
About
Schindler's
it.
List.
Bits and Pieces.
That doesn't count. Don't ever say Bits and Pieces. Yeah. Like,
no, he hates that.
You can't say Bits and Pieces on a movie where people are getting blown up on the beach. Come on, man. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even know I did that.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's. Oh, wow. Steve. So I think, yeah, we need to make him watch Schindler's List. He hasn't seen Schindler's List. Doesn't even know what that is.
I know what it is.
Okay. Glad you know what it is. You need to watch it.
I'll tell you another one I love. The Pianist. Adrian Brody. That's a fabulous movie.
No chance that WD's seen it. It's a Roman Polanski movie.
No.
You haven't seen that either. Okay. These are good suggestions, Steve. We're gonna try and culture WD here. Get him up on some history.
Last night I had my son plays guitar. He's really good. And I was making him listen to instrumental music by John Williams, movie themes, because there was a guy on 60 Minutes they were showing last night that did movie themes for songs for movies.
Disney, right? John Williams does all the Disney stuff?
He does a lot of that.
Star Wars.
Does Spielberg. A lot of Spielberg. Anyway, I had my son listening to that last night before he went upstairs to play Hotel California all night on his guitar.
Excellent. Maybe we can hook you up. The Eagles with Vince Gill performing in Greensboro.
Yeah,
in
my
April.
Wife's going to go. I think she's going to Knoxville. I saw him before Glenn Frey passed in Wichita, so I actually have tickets to see The Boss.
Oh, in March?
Coming up, you know, unless we're planning to go to the Elite Eight, hopefully we are, then you can have my tickets. My wife got me those for Christmas, just in case.
I'm going to hold you to that if you're in the Elite Eight, I've got your Bruce Springsteen tickets. You just said it publicly.
There you go. All right. No problem. I want to be in the Elite Eight, so don't worry.
Steve,
I'll be very happy.
Thanks so much for doing this. Best of luck Wednesday night. We've given away some tickets to this game already. Florida State, Wake Forest. We plan to give away some more as well. Hope it's a good crowd Wednesday night.
Yep. Come out and see us. Thanks.